ज्ञातिमिदान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुसन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयंरूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स पदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां सागरजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमों विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशधारिणे वंशाकल्पतरूपस्य कृपासिन्धुमयैव च पतितानां पापनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबुधन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिष्ये नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते। तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधेवृन्दावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं तत जय मुदीरये। नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 18 पितु महाराज मिल्स द अर्थ प्लैनेट। विल बी रीडिंग टुडे फ्रॉम टेक्स्ट 23-26। टेक्स्ट 26 इज ऑन द बोर्ड सो आई विल फर्स्ट रीड फ्रॉम टेक्स्ट 23-25 देन वी विल चैंट टुगेदर टेक्स्ट 26। पशव जब संक्षीरम वक्षम पिता च गोभृशम अरण्य पात्रे चादुक्षम मृगेन्द्रेन च दंष्टिन प्रव्यादा प्राणिन क्रव्यम दुदुः से कले बरे सुपर्ण वत्सा विहागस चरम चाचरम एवच। ट्रांसलेशन। द फोर लेगेड एनिमल्स लाइक द काउज मेड अ कैफ आउट ऑफ द बुल हु कैरीज लॉर्ड शिवा एंड मेड अ मिल्किंग पॉट आउट ऑफ द फॉरेस्ट दस दे गॉट फ्रेश ग्रीन ग्रासेस टू ईट। फेरोशियस एनिमल्स लाइक टाइगर्स ट्रांसफॉर्म्ड अ लायन इनटू अ कैफ एंड दस दे आर एबल टू गेट फ्लेश फॉर मिल्क। The birds make a calf out of Garuda and took milk from the planet Earth in the form of moving insects and non-movable plants and grasses. There are many carnivorous birds descended from Garuda, the winged carrier of Lord Vishnu. Indeed, there is a particular type of bird that is very fond of eating monkeys. Eagles are fond of eating goats. And of course, many birds eat only fruits and berries. Therefore, the words charam, referring to the moving animals, and acharam, referring to grasses, fruits, and vegetables, are mentioned in this verse. Text 25. Vato vatsa vanaspatayo pithak vaso mayankayo girayo himavad vatsa nana dhatun sa sanusu. The trees made a calf out of the banyan tree, and thus they derived milk in the form of many delicious juices. The mountains transformed the Himalayas into a cup, and they milked a variety of minerals into a pot made of the peaks of hills. Text 26, we'll be chanting together now. Sarvesa mukha vatsena sese patre pithak payo sarva kamo duham pithim duduhu pithu bhavitam sarvesa mukha vatsena sese patre pithak payo sarva kamo duham pithim duduhu prithu bhavitam sarvesa mukha vatsena sese patre pithak payo sarva kamo duham pithim duduhu prithu bhavitam. Matajis. Sarve all. Mukhya by their own chips, but Sena as the calf, Sese in their own, Patre pots, Pithak different, Payaha milk, Sarvakama all desirables. Dugam supplying as milk. Pithim the planet Earth. Duduhu milked out. Prithu bhavitam controlled by King Prithu. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The planet Earth supplied everyone his respective food, During the time of King Prithu, the earth was fully under the control of the king. Thus all the inhabitants of the earth could get their food supply by creating various types of caps and putting their particular types of milk in various pots. Please repeat. The planet Earth supplied everyone his respective food. During the time of King Prithu, the earth was fully under the control of the king. Thus all the inhabitants of the earth could get their food supply by creating various types of caps and putting their particular types of milk in various pots. This is evidence that the Lord supplies food to everyone. As confirmed in the Vedas, Eko Bahunam Jo Vidhadati Kaman. Although the Lord is one, He is supplying all necessities to everyone through the medium of the planet Earth. There are different varieties of living entities on different planets, and they all derive their eatables from their planets in different forms. On the basis of these descriptions, how can one assume that there is no living entity on the moon? Every moon is earthly, being composed of the five elements. Every planet produces different types of food according to the needs of its residents. According to the Vedic Shastras, it is not true that the moon does not produce food or that no living entity is living there. मुखम करोति वाचलम पंगुर लंघायत गिरी जत्कृपात मोहम वंदे श्री गुरुदेतारिणाम परमानंद माधवम श्री चैतन्यश्वरम नमो विष्णु पदाय विष्णु कृष्ण सो द डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ मिल्किंग द अर्थ प्लैनेट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट फॉर अस टू रिलेट हाउ द गैनियन ट्री द हिमालयज They are very difficult to relate to us, inconceivable. But the essence is given by Prabhupada in the purport. So in the purport to text 26, Prabhupada is making two important points. First point is making that each and every planet has sufficient food for the residents. And by that, Prabhupada is making two conclusions. That why the scientists are telling there is no resident or living entity in the moon, on what ground? And second is that why they are telling there is no food to eat in moon. That's why they came back. The scientists went to the moon, they came back because they cannot live there. So Prabhupada is making that each and every living entity in different planet is different and the food is also different. So according to the nature of the living entities of each and every planet, Krishna is supplying food through that planet to those living entities, which cannot be perceived or which cannot be understood by the people or human beings on this earthly planet. Because residents of each planet is different and we are limited within our knowledge. So therefore it is not possible for us to comprehend or understand how the other planets are also supplying food to the inhabitants of those planets and nature of the living entities is quite different from planet to planet. And Prabhupada said it is also very easy to understand. In this planet also, the living entities, those who stay on earth and those who stay in the water, they are different. So those who are staying on the earth, is very difficult to stay in the water. So when flood comes in Mayapur, it is very difficult for the residents of Mayapur to leave. They all become very disturbed. but it's like a festival for the fishes. So it's different. Each and every entity, they are different and their needs are also different. Whatever is very disturbing for one living entity is very enlivening for other living entity. So therefore we should not conclude anything based on our own conceptions. Because Krishna is unlimited and his creation is also unlimited. Therefore we have to understand the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the second important point Prabhupada is establishing that Krishna, although he is one, but he is supplying food to everyone. It is very difficult to understand because we don't understand the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in Kali Yuga, how to talk about unlimited people? It is very difficult to maintain one family, right? So one man is finding it very difficult to maintain his family. He has to work hard day and night to maintain a very small family also. And some people cannot maintain the family and they commit suicide also because they cannot maintain properly. So but these living entities, these human beings, although they are very limited, but they claim to be God. So therefore we have to understand that who can be God. So God is one who has inconceivable potency. And for the limited living entity, it is very difficult to understand the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this cannot be understood by our scholarship. By reading Srimad Bhagavatam, by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and by also some different other means, we cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only if Krishna reveals to us, we can understand Him. Sei sei Ishwar Tattva Bujhivare Pare Ishwarer Kripale Hoyeche Jahare. So Chaitanya Chaitanya explains that one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead only if He receives the mercy, Kripales. So unless mercy flows from the Supreme Personality of Godhead to the living entity, it is very difficult to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because Krishna works in a very mysterious way. Because Krishna is the most mysterious personality of, most mysterious personality. Because he is unlimited, therefore his potencies are also unlimited. He looks like ordinary human being when he appears on this planet, but he works in a very inconceivable way, very difficult to understand. Just like Krishna at the age of 7, he lifted Govardhan wheel with the small finger of the left hand. So by our mathematical calculation is very difficult. So mathematician will calculate, oh, Krishna is little small, so mountain is so big, how it can match? So the conditioned souls, intelligence cannot match the matchless potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, we have to have the faith. Unless we have the faith in the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna cannot be revealed. So one story very nicely explains how faith reveals Krishna, but knowledge, so-called knowledge, also the knowledge of the Shastra, can cover Krishna from us. So there is a Brahmana and there is a cobbler, a famous story. So one day Narad Muni came. He was traveling and on the way he met a Brahmana. So Brahmana was a highly scholar and he was very learned in the Shastras. He knows Vedas, everything he knows. So while Narad Muni came to him, he asked, "My dear Narad Muni, please come. Where from you are coming?" So Narad Muni said that I am coming from Vaikuntha planet. So then this Brahman asked, what was the Lord doing while you are there in the Vaikuntha planet? And Narad Muni said that my Lord Narayan was doing something wonderful. What he was doing? He took one elephant, big elephant, and he was passing through that elephant through that hole or the eye of the needle. He was passing through the elephant. Then Brahmana started laughing. So he said, Narad Muni, are you okay? So how come? He said, how? He said, see, I am sitting under this banyan tree. And banyan tree has seed. So one seed of the banyan tree, in one seed of banyan tree, how many banyan tree Krishna can put? He started asking. So he said, my Lord can put in one seed of banyan tree unlimited banyan tree. So if my Lord can keep that unlimited number of banyan trees in a small seed, how it is not possible for him, for an elephant to pass through the hole of a needle? That is called faith in the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So those who have faith, Krishna reveals accordingly. That's why Krishna says, ye yathamam prapadyante tans tathaiva bhajamaham. As all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So depending on our faith, Krishna also reveals. So therefore, Krishna is supplying food to everyone. So for that, Krishna is telling something specific. Krishna takes care of everyone. Krishna takes care of the non-devotees indirectly. But Krishna takes care of his devotee directly. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Anandas chintayanta man jejana prati pasate tesam nitya vijittanam jagakhyamam bahamaham. Krishna says that who have unflinching devotion for me, I preserve what they have and I supply what they lack. And I do that personally. So there is a Brahmana who used to read Bhagavad Gita every day. So one day he was reading this verse. And Krishna is telling, I do it personally, not through some agents. He said, I personally supply what they lack and I preserve what they have. And he was telling, there must be some mistake in the sloka. He said, how come Krishna can do it personally? He can do it through some agents, through some energy, but he is telling he is doing it personally. I think there was a mistake in the sloka, and he cut the sloka. And he went for begging, because Brahmanas live by begging. So that day he went for begging. So while the Brahmana was out, so two boys came to the house of that Brahmana. And they are telling that your husband has sent us to give all this. And they are carrying so much of food grains, eatables, so many things they are carrying. And Brahmana's wife said, who are you? And they said that we are the disciples of your husband. He said, as far as I know, my husband does not have any disciple. So no, you don't know, we are his disciples. And he said, how you are carrying so much weight? He said that we are not able to do it, but your husband was beating us like anything at the back with the whip. So then we are forced to carry all these eatables and brought this to your house. And these two boys were showing that there are marks on the back, red marks. And that Brahmana's wife felt very sad. They said, okay, okay, please sit down. I'll take care of you. Then he said, okay, so I'll cook for you. You take rest. And I'll cook for you. Then after eating, you go. So she entered to the kitchen and cooked. And after she came out, she saw that both the boys left. So when that happened, Brahmana was not there. After some time, Brahmana came back. He said, I am very sorry, today I did not get any alms. I did not get anything. So you have to fast today. So how come? So you already sent so much? So I sent? Yes, you sent two disciples, one black one, one white one. And they brought so much today. He said, really? I didn't send anyone. And they are telling that they are your disciples. I did not know that you are disciples. He said, I don't have any disciple. I never sent anyone. And he said, no, don't tell lies. And they are small boys and you put so much weight to carry. And you force them by beating to carry all this. And there are some red marks at the back. And you have become so cruel, I did not know that. And she was very angry. Then Bhagavan said, okay, okay, cool down. You are all telling stories, huh? Please reveal what happened. Then Brahmana's wife explained the whole thing, what happened. Then Brahmana said, they must not be ordinary boys. They must be Krishna Balaram, they came. And they went inside and he started checking the Bhagavad Gita. And he saw that red mark by which he cut the sloka that was not there. So by that, Krishna has established that whatever has been spoken in Bhagavad Gita, that is absolute truth. So therefore, we must have faith that Krishna takes care of us, the devotees, personally. So that faith reveals Krishna. But we don't have that faith. And we may also ask, why Krishna takes care of us personally? Why he has to take care of us, so many devotees, so many people, too much management, right? So generally when we have too much, we delegate. But Krishna is expert manager, he does not delegate, still he manages. So Akbar one day asked Birbal, Birbal, you always say that your Lord always takes care of your devotees directly, personally. I don't believe this. Birbal said, yes, yes, my dear Lord always takes care of my devotees directly and personally. He does not give responsibility to anyone. So Akbar said, no, I don't believe. So Birbal said, okay, I'll prove one day. So one day, Birbal started rushing to Akbar. So, my dear Akbar, please come, I have to show you something. So Akbar came in his garden. In the garden there is a big pond. And Birbal saw that there is a boat and there was a boatman and boatman was traveling on a boat and in that boat there is the son of Akbar. So Birbal said, look, your son is having a nice time in the boat. And Akbar felt very happy. So after some time Akbar saw that his son fell from the boat and fell into the water. By seeing that, Akbar started running and jumped into the water and rescued his son. And after rescuing his son, then he saw that was not his son, that was a doll. So Akbar got very upset with Birbal. Birbal, you feel I am a small boy, you are playing with me, making a joke out of me. So Birbal said, no, I wanted to teach you because you did not want to learn by my words, so I want to teach you by examples. So that's why I had to play this drama. He said, why you did like that? So then Birbal revealed. Birbal said that you don't have any faith that my Lord takes care of his devotees directly and personally. Why he has to do that? He has so many agents, so many energy, so many people he has. Why he has to take care of the devotees directly? So now your son was there, he fell into the water. So you have so many security guards here. So why you have to jump into the water? Why you ran and jumped into the water? You should have told your security guards, they could have done the job. He said, how can I tell my security guards? How can I say this is my son? I don't have faith in others. So I jumped into the water. Then he said, the way you love your son, in the same way Krishna loves all his devotees. Therefore, he takes care of his devotees personally. But the problem is with us. We don't have that faith. So therefore, we make our own arrangements to maintain ourselves. And we give lecture, avasya rakhive Krishna, vishasya palan. We give lecture that Krishna is the protector and Krishna is the maintainer. But we carry on with our own plans how to maintain ourselves. So therefore, in order to become pure devotee, Prabhupada said we need to have three qualities. And these three qualities are very, very important. And Prabhupada says that unless one becomes faithful, learned and renounced, he cannot become a pure devotee of the Lord. So he is talking about three qualities. First is faithful. The faith is the beginning of bhakti. Adau Shraddha. And Rupa Goswami explains, according to the level of Shraddha, one is identified as a Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari or Uttam Adhikari. So when we have the firm faith that Krishna is the protector and Krishna is the maintainer, then we are Uttam Adhikari. But we don't have that faith, therefore we cannot achieve the level of Uttam Adhikari or pure devotee of the Lord. And we have our own plans and schemes how to maintain our life. Why? Because we don't have firm faith because of two things. Because faith is connected with the two other qualities what Prabhupada said. One is, one must be learned. This learning quality is not the scholarship of this material world. We should be learned in the glories of the Supreme Personality of God. Unless we know the glories of Krishna, then how we can glorify? Kirtaniya Sadahari. So we have to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead 24 hours a day. But if we don't know the Krishna's form, if we don't know Krishna's glories, if we don't know Krishna's pastimes, if we don't know Krishna's abode, how to glorify? So therefore we have to know. So knowledge of the Shastras is very, very important. We all say, Prabhupada has said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And if you do that, then it's okay. So chanting of Hare Krishna means glorifying Krishna out of love. And Prabhupada said, how to develop love for one person? Unless you don't know that person, how you can have love for Krishna? This is all sentiment, yoga sentiment. So in order to develop love for Krishna, we have to know Krishna. Unless we know him, how we can love him? So therefore you have to know that how Krishna is beautiful. And you say you have to be attracted to the beauty of Krishna. Unless you know Krishna is so beautiful, then how we can be attracted to Krishna? So therefore you have to know and understand and realize the beauty of Krishna's form. And we get the glimpse of Krishna's beauty through the deity form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore Prabhupada said, in order to be free, to be attracted of the false beauty of this material world, worship the deity and decorate the deity most gorgeously. And try to develop attachment to the deity form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada said, when someone gets attraction with the eyebrows of Krishna, then the lusty desire within our heart slowly, slowly go away. So therefore, our heart has to be attached to the beauty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And unless we know the glorious pastimes of Krishna, how we can develop attraction for Krishna? His activity, First we have to know the form, the beauty of Krishna. Then we have to know the activities of Krishna, how glorious, how marvelous his activities are. Then we can develop attraction for Krishna. Then we have to know the home of Krishna, the abode of Krishna. Unless we know the beauty, Prabhupada said we should be captivated. We should be captivated by the beauty of the eternal abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chintamani prakara sadmasi kalpa viksa raksa visete suravira vipalayantam Lakshmi sahasra sata sambrama sepamanam gavinda madhi purusantam aham vajami. So unless and until we develop the attraction for the ultimate home of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, ultimate home of all of us, how we can develop detachment of our home in this material world? So to be free from the attachment of lower things, we have to develop attachment for the higher things. So as long as we have the attachment, unless and until we develop the attachment for the spiritual world, we cannot give up the attachment of this material world. How is this possible? So therefore, learned, you have to be learned. Goswami is here, scrutinizing him is studying shastras. Why? Then he was said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Jiva Goswami said, studying Srimad Bhagavatam and chanting Hare Krishna, there is no difference. And also Mahaprabhu said, Aradha Bhagavan Bhadisa Tanayata Dhamma Vrindavanam Ramma Katit Upasana Bhajavadu Bhargana Jakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. Mahaprabhu has also said that we have to read Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavata Paragya Bhagavata Sthane Akanta Ashrayakara Chaitanya Charana. So reading Srimad Bhagavatam is very, very important. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is the proof of all the evidence, all the siddhantas. So therefore, we have to be very learned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Each and every word of Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. Jiva Goswami explains, each and every syllable of Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. So how we can live without reading Srimad Bhagavatam? Srimad Bhagavatam is our center. So therefore, unless and until we develop the taste of Srimad Bhagavatam, at the old age, we will be frustrated. So therefore, when we are young, we should be absorbed in Srimad Bhagavatam, so that when we cannot read, we can absorb ourselves in the meditation of Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, we have to be learned. Prabhupada said that is the second quality to become a pure devotee of God, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So first one is faith, second one is learned, and third one is you have to be renounced. Mahaprabhu, in Chaitanya Charitamrita is explained, Mahaprabhu bhakta gane vairagya pradhan, tahadiki pitahan gaura bhagavan. So, Mahaprabhu is highly pleased when he sees the renunciation of his devotees. And you all know this renunciation is not for the brahmacharis and sannyasis. Most of the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are grihasthas. So this renunciation is nothing, something external. Mahaprabhu has never said that Mahaprabhu bhakta ganer, Mahaprabhu brahmachari bhakta ganer, he never said that. He said Mahaprabhu bhakta ganer vairagya pradhan. So the prime quality of the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is renunciation. And we have seen that we are the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, how much renounced they were. Srivast Thakur's son died and he did not want to inform Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because if that news spread, the Sankirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be disturbed. That was the level of grihasthas. So therefore, they may be grihasthas Srivast Thakur, the faith and devotion he had for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he did not want to disturb his Sankirtan movement even at the cost of his own son. That was the level of dedication of Srivast Thakur. So therefore, vairagya, detachment from this material world, mainly the sex desire. Our attraction for the opposite sex is very, very strong. It's like a strong knot. So as long as that knot is there, Prabhupada said it is very difficult to advance in Krishna consciousness. That knot is a bondage to advance in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, that knot has to cut. We have to cut the knot of that material attachment. And we can cut that knot through the sword of knowledge. Therefore, we have to be learned also. The knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam, knowledge of Chaitanya Charitamrita, hearing from the pure devotees of the Lord, that can cut that knot of material attachment. So therefore, hearing from the pure devotees is very, very important. So therefore, these three qualities Prabhupada has said, that faithfulness, unless one is faithful, unless one is learned, unless one is renounced, it is very difficult to become a pure devotee of the Lord. These are the three primary qualities or characteristics in order to become a pure devotee of the Lord. Otherwise, we live in sentiments. By sentiments, we cannot become pure devotee of the Lord. So therefore, we have to follow the instruction of the previous acharyas. We have to follow Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, in order to become pure devotee, these three qualities are most important. Therefore, we have to become faithful, and that faith can be developed when we become learned and when we become renounced. So when we develop these three qualities, we can easily become pure devotee of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any question or comment? You cannot go now. Rain has started. So, yes, give the mic. There are a few hands up.
Hare Krishna, in the purport you mentioned how Prabhupada stated that the scientists, they are claiming that there is no life on like other planets. In one morning walk, Prabhupada explains how the scientists claim that there is no life there. But they just landed there, they saw around, it was filled with dust, and then they came back to Earth. And he explains that, how is it possible if some other creatures from other planets, they come to Earth and they land in the Sahara Desert. The desert is a big place, if you look around, there is no life. If they land there and then they claim there is no life on this earth and then they go back to their planet, it doesn't make sense. So he was explaining that the scientists might land somewhere in the second desert.
There are many questions, there are many points to that, whether we don't go to the detail. Prabhupada said, in order to go to a different planet, you have to have the different kind of body. Right? So in order to go to the moon is a heavenly planet. So in order to go to moon, you need to have a heavenly body. And Prabhupada said Ramana also wanted to build a staircase to go to a heavenly planet. So all the modern scientists are like Ravanas. Okay. So that's the way we should look at it. We should not waste our time in these false, unnecessary arguments. Better chant Hare Krishna and perfect our life. That's Prabhupada's mood. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Prabhu, in the Bhagavatam, 10th canto, that when the Kaliya, serpent Kaliya is praying, he said, my dear Lord, you are punishing me now, but previous life I don't know, therefore you are punishing me now, so you know my karma, what to do? I am in the serpent body. This is my nature according to previous karma. So now you are punishing. And when the personified Vedas, they are praying to Supreme Lord Krishna. He said, my dear Lord, these are all the living entities. They are born here in this material world according to your desire. So unless or until you are not giving us what it says, if you are not merciful on us, without your mercy you cannot do anything. So how do you adjust? How to, according to our previous karma, or we got this body. So how to adjust this? This also in the Bhagavatam, 10th canto.
So main thing is that one thing is Krishna's desire and one other thing is Krishna's approval. So nothing can happen without the sanction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, according to our karma, we get a different kind of body. That we cannot change. But when you get a particular type of body, when you use that body in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we can change our karma. So therefore, by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we can change the karma. Therefore, Krishna says, Sarvadharman Paritejo, Mamekam Saranam Bhaja. Ahankam Sarva Papevo, Mokshasami Masuchaha. So therefore, only by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, our destiny can change. So therefore, Prabhupada said, best use of the bad bargain. Whatever we have at our disposal, that should be engaged in the service of the Lord. Then we can get the perfection. Just like someone is in a serpent body, he can also get perfection if he gets the mercy of the Lord. Vitrasur is a demon's body, he got perfection by the mercy of the Lord. So therefore, we may have a very low body, means low-born body, but if we get the mercy of the Lord by the desire of the pure devotees, we can get perfection also, having a body in low birth. So therefore, anything can change, anything is possible. If you receive the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that mercy is available through the pure devotees of the Lord.
I have to depend on pure devotee, or I have to depend on mercy. That karma also comes from previous life or anything.
Yes, karma, because of your past karma, because of our past karma, we get a particular type of life in this world. That we cannot change, because past karma we are getting the result. But Prabhupada said, because of our past karma, we are in present situation. And because of our present karma, we get the future body. So whatever happened in the past, we cannot change it. But Krishna can change our future, provided we engage our present in the service of the Lord. We have to be controlled. Either we are controlled by our karma, or we are controlled by Krishna. So that choice is there. When we surrender to Krishna, Krishna controls directly. And when we don't surrender to Krishna, Krishna controls through karmic reactions. That is the difference. We have to be controlled. Either we are controlled through the external potency of the Lord, or we are controlled through the internal potency of the Lord. That is the choice. When we render service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we are controlled by the internal potency of the Lord. And when we are not serving the Lord through devotional service, then we are controlled by the external potency of the Lord. And external potency of the Lord controls through the law of karma. That is the explanation given in the sastra, whatever I have understood. You have any question? Okay. Vasudeva Prabhu, then Dipa Govind.
Prabhu, you made the point that the Lord provides and preserves whatever a devotee has and needs. And then you gave some sort of a definition of what a devotee is, meaning he has faith, he has knowledge, and he has renunciation. So if a devotee thinks that, oh, but I don't have any faith, I don't have any knowledge, I don't have any renunciation, therefore this is why my Lord is not interested in me. He doesn't provide.
Why?
Because out of this kind of humility he may conclude by logic that the Lord is not involved in my life, that the Lord is not providing and he is not preserving.
Humility is the way to become more serious in Krishna consciousness. Humility is not the quality to become, oh, I am so humble, better I don't do devotional service. Humility makes you stronger, because I am so fallen, so therefore I have to be much more serious in Krishna consciousness. That is the symptom of humility.
Oh, so then maybe the Lord will take care of me.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Faith, learning and renunciation. So then how do we take this stand and be happy?
When you are faithful, when you are learned and when you are renounced, then you can chant 24 hours a day and be happy. Otherwise you cannot do it. Okay? So therefore Prabhupada said, I was hearing one nice lecture. Prabhupada said, for us sadhakas, because we are not so faithful, we are not so renounced, we are not so learned. So therefore you have to chant, struggle and be happy. So sadhaka life is a struggle. We have to struggle. But we should not leave the competition. Yes. Okay? It's done? Okay. Nobody has any question anymore. You have? Because you cannot go.
It is said that Garuda is the king of all birds. But in text 23, you were reading there was a bear who eat monkeys. So is there any other bird bigger than Garuda?
Huh?
Is there any other birds bigger than Garuda? But Garuda eat only snakes.
Yeah, Garuda can eat anything.
He eats snakes.
Yeah, he can.
Here you read, one snake only eat monkeys.
Yes.
And monkeys are bigger than snakes. So yeah. That bird must be bigger than...
No. The snakes are favorite food of Garuda. It doesn't mean that Garuda cannot eat monkeys. Where it is said? Some birds like to eat monkeys. But Garuda likes to eat a snake. Favorite food. Okay? So Garuda is the king of birds. There is no doubt about that. Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Samabhata Gaur Bhaktavinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Pramanande, Hari Hari Bhagavatam.